Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is John Pitstick, CFO of ValueClick, as well as Gary Fuges, who is VP of Investor Relations. And the company ValueClick trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol VCLK. And the company is a provider of performance-based internet advertising solutions for publishers of websites and online advertisers. Thanks for joining me today, gentlemen.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, Juan.
Great. Start off by talking about some of the highlights of the recently filed 10-Q.
Sure. So we had our earnings release for the first quarter back on May 5th, so about a week and a half ago. And the performance for the quarter was above our guidance and above the consensus expectations for Q1. We had pretty strong performance in most of our divisions. Revenue, as I mentioned, EBITDA and EPS were all above the guidance. We've been very focused for the last several quarters on managing our costs as we saw the economic downturn really start to happen in the middle part of last year. And that's been a key part of us maintaining our EBITDA margins at just under 26%. So we're real pleased with the performance of the quarter. We had another great quarter of cash flow generation with over $40 million of free cash flow in Q1. And we think we're pretty well positioned to ride out the storm and be prepared for when things do turn around. So we're looking forward to continuing tracking what's going on in the online advertising space, which is a very dynamic industry. But one that is poised for growth in the long term.
Great. And, the company's Q1 results beat the street. And now talk about your pay-per-click business model.
Sure. Well, we have a number of pricing models throughout the company. There's cost per click, which may be what you're referring to, which is when an advertiser pays us for essentially sending traffic to their site or their landing page. We also price our products on a cost per action, otherwise known as CPA, as well as cost per 1,000 impression, which is known as CPM. So we give advertisers the flexibility of various pricing models depending on how sophisticated they are, depending on what their specific objectives for their campaigns are. They come to us to execute, to deliver the traffic that they are looking for, and we use our technology and our publisher relationships to do that for them. But we do offer quite a bit of flexibility in terms of the pricing models, but they all are generally performance-based in nature, and the advertisers are managing us pretty closely to their ROI objectives.
Mm-hmm. Right now, ValueClick caters to four business segments, media, affiliate marketing, comparison shopping, as well as search and technology. Talk about some of the trends in these markets and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Sure. So our media segment, which is the largest in terms of revenue, is really comprised of two businesses that are pretty distinct. One is our display advertising business. That business had a great Q1 and was one of the only, if not the only, publicly traded company out there that has a display business that posted year-over-year growth in the quarter. So we are very excited about that performance and continue to think we're well positioned. The other part of that segment is our lead generation business, which has been challenged for a number of quarters now and also had a soft Q1. We do believe there's somewhat of a substitution effect in that channel as advertisers are looking to other channels online, including our display business, to allocate their budgets. So the media segment overall performed kind of in line with relative strength in our display business and continued weakness in lead gen. Our affiliate marketing business is a business that allows advertisers to establish their own network of fully commissioned publishers that they pay only when a specific result is achieved. That business had a solid first quarter, despite, if you exclude one customer loss in the prior year and some FX impact, that business was flat in the first quarter compared to the year-ago period, which we think is pretty good for this environment. We'd obviously like to do better than that, but we think we're well positioned there. We're by far the largest provider of affiliate marketing services worldwide, dominant position here in the U.S., and one of the few players of scale in Europe. So that continues to be a great business for us. The third segment is comparison shopping and search, which had a solid first quarter. That business did go through some challenges during 2008, particularly as the consumer environment really started to take a shift downwards towards the middle of the year. That business also reset downwards in the second and third quarter. The first quarter of 2009 was the third quarter in a row, though, where we had pretty consistent, solid performance, and we think we're well positioned there to ride an upturn as soon as the consumer environment gets better.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't think you talked about technology.
Yeah, I was just going to follow up on that. That's been a great business for us. Grew over 20% in 2007. Grew about 20% in 2008. About 26% in 2007. So it's been a great performer. We're the largest independent provider of ad serving technology. Had great traction with customers and made some great technology enhancements over the years, and look forward to continue growing that business.
Juan, hi, this is Gary. I just wanted to add something to what John had summarized for you across the segments, and we get this question frequently from investors. And that question is, why are we in all these businesses? It's a lot of moving parts for some folks, and often the strategic value of being in these multiple businesses is not readily apparent to people who are new to the ValueClick story. So just want to add that, keep in mind that all these businesses have a performance-based slant to them, and that we are hitting consumers or engaging consumers in different areas of their online activity across these different businesses. So in the media business, if a consumer is doing some general media consumption or they're communicating via email, we offer a solution for advertisers to reach that consumer and pay for that consumer engagement on a performance basis. If a consumer is shopping or researching a product that they're in market for, that's where the comparison shopping business allows an advertiser to reach that consumer. When that consumer is all the way down what they call the marketing funnel to the buying phase, that's where the affiliate marketing solution allows an advertiser to engage a consumer, only pay for that consumer engagement when the consumer buys something. So across the entire gamut of consumer behavior online, we have a solution that allows an advertiser to message, target, and if we're doing our jobs, hopefully convert that consumer online.
Great. So even though they seem like a separate entity, it's all kind of tied in together.
Exactly.
And, so what the – oh, go ahead, please continue.
Oh, I was going to say, and keep in mind that – this is Gary again. Just keep in mind that advertisers have specific budgets for specific activities in terms of reaching a consumer. So there's not one Uber budget for an advertiser that gets parsed up among media and affiliate marketing and comparison shopping. These are all individual pools of ad spending. So it makes a lot of sense to have individual offerings that really are tuned to do the best job possible in any of those different areas and advertisers trying to reach a consumer. So there's a strategic method that we don't have a bunch of companies that we've acquired and are trying to string together after the fact. This has been a strategy that's been executed on over 10-plus years here at ValueClick, and having this diversity, especially in this economic environment, has been an absolute benefit for shareholders.
Certainly. And what else besides the diversity differentiates ValueClick Inc. from other players in your sector?
Sure. This is John. So diversity is important, as Gary mentioned, but we're equally proud, if not more proud, of the leadership positions that we have in our different businesses. In our display business, we are the largest display ad network out there in the U.S. We reach about 80% of all consumers online each month, which puts us at the top of the heap there. So a tremendous amount of scale in that business and a tremendous amount of data that I'll kind of get back to in a second. I mentioned earlier that our affiliate marketing business was the largest provider of those types of services. So again, a leadership position there in addition to the diversity aspect of the business. In our comparison shopping sites, we have a top three or four position here in the U.S. and a top 2 to 3 position in Europe. That's an industry where there's room for a number of different players. As consumers are out researching products and services, they typically will go to more than one comparison shopping site. So we've got leadership positions and scale in that business. In the technology business, I mentioned we're the largest independent provider there. So really, we have scale and leadership positions in addition to the diversity. And as we evolve the business, the data that we have in all of those businesses is a tremendous value. And what we've done is created a technology solution to aggregate that data from all of our different platforms. And the goal and what we're working on is really figuring out how to best use that data to better target and get results for the advertisers. And we've started doing that in our display business, where we've launched some specific products that are using that data to target ads for advertisers. And we look forward to continuing to evolve that so that it will benefit our other divisions in terms of helping them better target their consumers and perform for advertisers. So diversity is important, scale is important, and ultimately using the data. But using that in a responsible way, we are only using non-personally identifiable data. And we're very cautious and actively participating in the industry best practices and regulations as it relates to the evolving theme of how companies such as ourselves use data online.
Sure. Yeah. There's always an ethical point to it. And in terms of the company's growth, will you continue to grow organically? Will you look for some M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
Yeah, we think it'll be a combination of both. That's been the strategy over the 11 years we've been in business. We have grown organically and through acquisitions. We've completed 14 acquisitions in our history, and we are actively looking for new businesses that we can bring into the fold. We are, like most companies that are public and do have a fair amount of cash, looking forward to closing some transactions. We are still waiting for expectations on the private company side to come more in line with what's happened in the public equity markets. There's typically a time lag between the daily mark-to-market that we experience as a public company and the expectations of private sellers of businesses. So we think that gap is starting to close, but it's not quite where it needs to be for us. We're sticklers in terms of making sure that transactions make financial sense in terms of being EBITDA accretive to us. But we're actively looking. Gary spends a lot of his time working with Jim Zarley, our executive chairman, and we're hopeful that we can get something done. In the meantime, we do think the businesses that we have in the portfolio today are all great businesses, and subject to some improving macroeconomic conditions, will be growth businesses again.
Good answer. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, John and Gary, as well as some of the key management team which you started talking about at ValueClick.
Sure. So I've been with ValueClick a little over 4 years now. I've been the CFO for about 18 months, and prior to that I was the EVP of finance. Prior to my time at ValueClick, I was a senior manager in the audit practice of Ernst & Young, where I served primarily high-tech and software companies in Silicon Valley as well as here in Southern California. Jim Zarley, who's our executive chairman, has been with the company since its beginning 11 years ago. He was CEO for most of that time, and about 2 years ago relinquished that role to Tom Vadnay, who is our current CEO. Tom joined the company back in 2001 when we acquired Mediaplex, which is our technology division. Tom's been on the board all that time and has run a couple of our divisions, and again has been CEO for about 2 years. Both Jim and Tom are very seasoned executives, been turnaround guys their entire careers, have worked at companies like IBM, RCA, so they really know how to manage a business and have been through, in this industry, a down cycle before. They were here kind of in the 2000 and 2002 timeframe and really helped the company be well positioned to take advantage of that downturn and come out ahead. So we've got a long operating history here at ValueClick, again, 11 years, about 9 of those as a public company. Consistent performance in terms of driving margins and free cash flows. Gary, I'll let Gary talk about his background. He's been with the company for quite some time.
Thanks, John. So Juan, I joined the company in March of 2003 to run the investor relations program here, and was informally involved with merger and acquisition research in conjunction with the investor relations role, and took a formal M&A role with ValueClick about a year or so ago. I report directly to our CEO, Tom Badney, and dotted line to our executive chairman, Jim Zarley. Before I joined ValueClick, I spent 2-plus years running investor relations for an interactive TV software company by the name of OpenTV. And before that, I spent a number of years doing equity research, primarily on the buy side, but I did spend a little time as a sell side associate at UBS, which is a highly educational experience. So most of my professional background is doing equity research. I did that for well over 10 years before moving into investor relations, and I've been with ValueClick now for 6-plus years.
So, Juan, this is John again. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up Peter Wolford, who's our CTO. He's been with the company, I believe, 8 or 9 years now, and Peter does a fantastic job. We have fantastic technology platforms that support all of our businesses. We have made great progress in terms of integrating those and using data. And Peter and his team, and we've got in the company about 300 software engineers that all report up to our CTO. So he is a key asset for the company, and again, a seasoned executive that we're proud to have on the team.
Yeah. One last plug for the management team here. We have general managers at each of the core businesses at ValueClick, and the majority of those general managers have been with the company for a number of years, so long that they were here when the industry went through, the online advertising industry went through its downturn in 2000-2001. So the general manager of ValueClick Media, Bill Todd, general manager of Commission Junction, Kerry Pollard, the general manager of Mediaplex, and Hoey, these folks were with the organization in those divisions when the industry was challenged back in 2000-2001 and through the first half of 2002. So they have deep experience in terms of managing their business in both good times and challenging times. So I think that, back to your question about the differentiation of ValueClick relative to other investment alternatives, I think the depth of the management team here, even down to the general manager level, is a significant differentiator. Especially if you think about some of the companies that are out there that are being run by very bright people, but folks that maybe are not as seasoned in terms of economic cycles.
Well, great. And so in terms of milestones and for the upcoming year, what specific goals and objectives has the management team set for ValueClick?
Yeah, our main focus now is we understand that in this environment that the top line is going to be challenged in terms of growth that we have experienced in the past. So we are extremely focused on operating margins and gross margins. And, that we think will position us well for when things do turn around, that as revenue turns up again, we have some upside on the margins. And, the business models will be protected. So we were very cautious and cognizant of not going out there to chase low-margin revenue just for the sake of the top line. But we understand that in this environment, top line is not necessarily the most important thing, and that will come around as long as we're managing the business and making the right investments in terms of technologies and hopefully M&A opportunities that will be good fits within the organization. So that's our focus. We haven't given guidance for the full year in terms of any financial metrics. We've given second quarter guidance. The guidance reflected continued strong margins, and hopefully as things turn around in the economy, the top line will pick up again.
Sure, and so you talked about some of the challenges. What are some of the specific strategies for overcoming some of those challenges moving forward?
Sure. Gary touched upon the, and I have as well, the use of data to better target consumers and better make better monetization for our publishers. You know, we have about 90,000 publisher relationships worldwide. They count on us for monetizing their inventory and getting checks every month. So using data and getting greater synergies between our businesses is thematically one of the key areas that we're focused on in ValueClick. We strongly believe that this is a long-term secular growth industry, despite the fact that 2009 is not going to be a growth year for most players in the space. So the secular growth is something that we think we'll be able to participate in. Continued integration of our divisions and the data play are all things that we're focused on.
Thanks. And in terms of investors, do you gentlemen believe that investors understand the general direction of the company?
I think our diversity has been a challenge for a lot of folks to get their arms around, especially when you think about other players in the space that have an element of their business that as a consumer, a Wall Street person can go and interact with their content, whether it's a Yahoo or a Google or an eBay. Our businesses are not primarily consumer focused. So it's a little bit more difficult for folks to understand any particular component of what we do. And then when you add in, the four or five different businesses, it does become somewhat of a complex story to understand and to convince your portfolio managers that it's a good investment. So we understand that is a challenge. And, we do our best to try to educate folks on everything we do. But at a high level, we like to remind folks that we are a performance-based online marketing company and have generated very solid results and are in a very solid financial position. So, that's something we continue to focus on in terms of the investment thesis. Free cash flow yield has always been very high. It's in the low double digits. So I think if people focus on the financial metrics, and the high level of what we do, we believe it's a good story. It does get confusing, though, as you dive into all the details.
Sure. And once again, joining us today is John Pitstick, CFO of ValueClick, as well as Gary Fuges, the Vice President of Investor Relations. And once again, ValueClick trades on NASDAQ, the ticker symbol VCLK. Currently trading at 10.16 a share. And before we conclude, gentlemen, what are some of the key reasons why ValueClick represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Sure. So some of the themes I'll talk about are things we've covered, but first and foremost, this is a long-term secular growth industry. There's a pretty big disconnect between media consumption in the U.S., where just under 30% of all media consumption is online, but less than 10% of the advertising dollars go online. And we think that gap is going to close in the coming years, as do most industry forecasters. There's also a continued fragmentation of users online, and our diverse set of businesses will help us as users continue to become more fragmented. As I mentioned, we do not primarily own our own content, so we rely on our publisher base, which is very dynamic. From a financial metrics perspective, we're currently trading at about 6x 09 consensus EBITDA. Strong cash flows, our cash flow yield, as I mentioned, is in the low double digits. Very strong financial position with $130 million in cash. generated $40 million in the first quarter, and the margins have held up very strong in this environment, which we think is a testament not only to our people, but to the technology that we have. We are absolutely adding value to advertisers and publishers, and if we weren't doing that, the margins wouldn't be where they were. Lastly, I just everything we talked about in terms of the management teams we have, both at the executive level as well as all the GMs running the businesses, we think all those factors are things that investors should consider when they think about investing in the online space.
Yeah. And Juan, just a couple things to add to the points that John made. One, if you're looking at if you're screening for stocks and you're in the mid-cap part of the market, there is certainly a scarcity value, or there are a small number of mid-cap names. And I know mid-cap's kind of gone through a new definition with what's happened in the market over the last 12 months, but we are one of a small number of players in that mid-cap space. And I think that as a potential investor in ValueClick, if you're looking for a mid-cap play for the long-term secular growth trends in online advertising, as John mentioned, a company with a proven track record both operationally, financially, and financially with a strong management team, there are not a lot of choices out there. But secondly, John touched on the opportunities, the synergy opportunity across ValueClick's different businesses, which is the ability to leverage anonymous consumer behavioral data across the different businesses, technology platforms we have to do a better job of targeting and optimizing ads. That is something we're just beginning to tap into. And could be, if we do our job well, we believe that's an opportunity to drive incremental growth in the organization overall.
Well, that sounds good. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track some of the trends in the industry as well as ValueClick's growth. And I'd like to thank you for joining us and taking the time to update our investors today.
Great. Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.